KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
We have Vanessa Vasquez from Humboldt Baykeeper joining us now, and she's going to introduce our other guest. Vanessa, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. How are you, Mike?
I am well. Thanks for asking. It was a pleasure to... I was at this thing last night, this thing, and I was talking probably too loudly to somebody else and about marathons, and you were sitting directly across the table for the whole thing, and at no point did you interrupt because you're very polite, and you're like, that guy's rude, I'm just going to let him talk himself out. And then you're like, oh, hey, by the way, we'll be on Coastal Currents tomorrow. Well
That's
played,
right.
Vanessa. Well played.
Well, it was interesting. I like to run as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, sweet. Well, we can talk about that later.
We should.
Or maybe you knew. Now you know everything I think about running.
Yes, but, I know everything now.
Hey, by the way, is it true that you're like one of these super people? Like you're a full-time student and also you're saving the planet by working at Baykeeper. Is that true?
I am. I'm a grad student.
Check it out. Well, thank you for being a hero. And would you like to introduce our co-hero?
I would. Yes, I'm proud to introduce MJ Mazurek. She is... the volunteer coordinator for Surfrider, and she's been working really hard along with Humboldt Baykeeper to get this Ban the Bag Humboldt campaign rolling.
MJ Mazurek, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, Mike Drunkers. How are you?
I am good. It is nice to, and I saw you this morning because you do boot camp. You're
That's right.
Push up
booty
freak.
Camp.
Yeah, booty camp. So this Ban the Bags thing, well, that is kind of a, the Ban the Bags, that is the local movement, right? That is the Humboldt Surfrider and Baykeeper push to have a regional ordinance against these things. But tomorrow specifically is?
Day Without a Disposable Bag.
There we go.
Yes, tomorrow we're going to be at four different grocery stores. We're going to be at Wildberries, Ray's in McKinleyville, Ray's in Arcata, and Eureka Natural Foods. And we're going to have a table at each of those locations where we're actually going to be making reusable grocery bags out of old T-shirts. They're going to be recycling them, making them into a really cool bag, and then screen printing them with our Ban the Bag Humboldt logo right there, right in front of you. And then you can take it into a store and do your grocery shopping and not use a disposable bag.
So the idea, again, is that people can bring, like, T-shirts to what locations tomorrow?
We'll be at Wildberries, Arcata Ray's, McKinleyville Ray's, and Eureka Natural Foods. So bring your old T-shirts down, and you can get them screen printed and just have the cool T-shirt that says Ban the Bag Humboldt, or you can get them turned into a reusable bag. The process takes about 8 minutes, and get them screen printed as well, and then you have a reusable grocery bag.
Now, MJ, I saw your bag today. It looks pretty awesome, right? I mean, could you just describe how you turn a T-shirt into a reusable bag?
Yeah, sure, Mike. We actually got the idea from the Surfrider LA Malibu chapter. I saw a video online, and you simply take a T-shirt and cut off the arms, and those turn into the handles of the bag, and then you cut out the neckline, which becomes the opening of the top of the bag, and then we sew straight across the bottom of the T-shirt, creating a pocket. And so you have the handles, the opening, and the place to store all of your groceries.
And then because you guys are punk, you're going to be screen printing them right there on the spot.
That's right. We are so punk.
It's like, that's the first thing that occurred to me. They're screen printing? I want in. So, again, this is happening tomorrow. How many volunteers are coming out for this thing? That sounds like a pretty big endeavor.
I'd say we have a total of probably about 20 volunteers. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, big ups to all the volunteers. And real quick, MJ, you are a biologist by day.
That's true.
You know the ways of nature. You probably are wearing a lab coat right now. What's wrong with plastic bags? For people who do not understand, like, why do they want to take my bags? What's the beef?
Well, these single-use plastic bags really don't have a long-term purpose. I mean, the whole idea behind them is that they're meant to be used one time, and roughly we use those single-use plastic bags for only 12 minutes. And then when we dispose of them, a lot of them are meant to be recycled, but actually less than 10% of single-use plastic bags are actually recycled. And then many of those recycling facilities aren't even located within the United States. We ship them overseas to be recycled. And the end product for reusing that plastic from this low-quality plastic, there's not a lot of uses for them. So really the best thing to do is to just get rid of these altogether and use reusable bags. And this is something that it will require a little bit of a shift in the way that we do things, but your kids for sure will just, it will be second nature for them when they grow up to go shopping and bring their reusable bags with them. They will never even know a single-use plastic bag, hopefully.
Is there I don't know if you'd have this number, this is sort of like an informational Hail Mary here, but like what would the carbon footprint of that be if, you know, you've got to extract what you got to extract to make these bags, and you have to ship them to, you know, Humboldt, and then the recycling process puts them on a boat and it probably goes to China, or like who knows where that goes, but I can't imagine that's a very efficient process.
No, it's not. And in fact, the engineering department at Humboldt State University under Lonnie Grafman did a really interesting study in the spring of 2010 looking at the city of Arcata and determined that Arcata uses around 3 to 5 million plastic bags annually. And we have a link at our website, both at the on the Baykeeper webpage and at the Humboldt Surfrider blog, where you can go and look at that study. And that can tell you exactly how much energy it takes to get the bags to Arcata. And you can kind of play with the numbers. There's an Excel file that's interactive where you can put in your own numbers and see what the actual carbon footprint would be. So I recommend folks to go and check that out.
Where is that again? I have to go. Is that Baykeeper, HumboldtBaykeeper.org?
Yes. It's definitely on the Surfrider blog.
Yeah, I think it's just on the Surfrider blog. We don't have that link up, but we can put that up.
We'll get that done right away.
Come on, Baykeeper. Keep up with Surfrider for once. They're surfers. They're schooling you. And by the way, a lot of this information is available over at khum.com, including the locations where you can get your T-shirt mangled into an awesome new Henry Rollins-style reusable bag.
And if you would like to see the logo of what we're going to be screen printing, you can go to Humboldt Baykeeper or Surfrider's webpage or Facebook pages, and you can see what the logo will look at. It looks pretty cool.
Now, in addition to the recycling, you know, the carbon footprint, it's just the hassle factor that nature has to go through so that we can have our dumb 12-minute use bag. These things, if they get recycled, that's not even that great. And usually they don't. They go to a landfill or they'll wind up in the ocean in that massive garbage patch that's the size of Texas that is so freaky my brain doesn't even want to think about it. But there's also the thing where, like, the plastics are heavier than the water and they wind up trickling down through the water column and then they wind up on the seafloor, right, MJ? Is that kind of how the story goes?
Well, you know, it's actually a fairly complex story. These plastics actually absorb other toxins. So as they spend their life in the ocean, they become more toxic. And then when the fish mistake these small pieces of plastic for food, they consume them, and then it just bioaccumulates up the ladder to us. So by the time that we consume the fish that consume the plastic that became toxic because it absorbed toxins, you can just see where this is headed.
Right. And then like 1 out of 10 fish, like I think it's 1 out of 10 salmon caught in the Pacific has plastic in its system.
That's pretty shocking. Yeah. And there was a recent article that came out in the Seattle Times about a whale that washed up dead and it had 20 plastic bags in its stomach. Now, whether or not those plastic bags actually killed the whale is unknown, but 20 plastic bags in your stomach can't be a good thing.
That's just nasty. And I used to eat plastic bags all the time.
Explains a lot.
It really does, right? Well, Vanessa and MJ, good luck tomorrow on the day without a bag. This, again, goes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll be at 4 grocery stores, at Eureka Natural Foods, at Wildberries, at Ray's Arcata, and Ray's McKinleyville. Bring a nasty T-shirt, or just bring an awesome T-shirt. Yeah, you guys will screen print a T-shirt that you could wear, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. We encourage folks to bring T-shirts down that you want to get the Ban the Bag logo on it and wear it to show all of your friends.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also this is just kind of the kickoff for more activities. We're going to be doing the screen printing for the Ban the Bag Humboldt again in January at Ocean Night, and that's going to be January 5th. And then we're also circulating a petition in support of banning plastic bags and single-use plastic bags in Humboldt. So come down and sign the petition as well and come check out Ocean Night in January.
Before we wrap it up, I know that the statewide ban on plastics inexplicably failed. And I mean, you know, obviously money and lobbies and big bag played into this. Do you expect that to pass here? I mean, it seems like on a county basis, no county in California has had any speed bumps really getting through this thing.
There's been some litigation and the plastic bag lobby groups, and they've been putting money to basically they're litigating and saying that the counties and local governments need to do an environmental impact report to when they decide to do a plastic bag ban ordinance. And so that's something that's kind of in the court system right now, but yeah, I think that things are moving forward, and it's kind of a no-brainer that this is the direction that we need to go.
Well, that is bonkers that you would have to do an EIR on that.
I know.
Right. The funny thing is that, you know, they didn't have to do an EIR when they originally introduced plastic bags to our environment.
Oh,
but
that's
to remove
right.
them, we might have to. But the court cases that have been settled this past year have always gone in favor with the city or the county to pass the bag ban. So things are looking up for us. And the Humboldt Waste Management Authority is actually putting an ordinance together, and that will hopefully we will get an update at their January meeting on what this ordinance will look like for Humboldt County.
All right. Well, MJ and Vanessa from Surfrider and Baykeeper, respectively, thank you for being heroes.
Thank you, Mike Drunkers.
Living heroes, walking among us, keeping bags out of the ocean. All right, you guys. I'll catch you later, okay?
Awesome.
Right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See that? You see that? People killing it. So, I mean that in a good way.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.